When we leave our home or a friend, we often say, "I'll be right back." Or as Arnold Schwarzenegger would say, "I'll be back." That gives our loved ones the reassurance that we will see them again. Even at the end of the day, we say good night before we go to bed. We all need to know that tomorrow will come and we will be there together. Jesus leaves us with a promise. Even today, he is telling us that he will always be with us through life's rough spots, life's joys, and life's celebrations, and he will return again. The Feast of the Ascension, as described in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospels, tells us that after the resurrection and many appearances, Jesus was taken up to heaven. There is no hint of exactly when this happens. It could have been as early as Easter evening, but the Acts of the Apostles provides more concrete information. Appearances of Jesus occurred over 40 days. This is why we're here today. Psalm 47 gets us in the spirit of our feast. God mounts his throne with shouts of joy. Today is not a feast about where Jesus is. It is about who Jesus is, the King of the world and the entire universe. Luke's gospel leads us right into our reading from Acts. The ending of the gospel and the beginning of Acts mark the transition from Jesus' earthly ministry into the early Christian movement that extends that ministry in space and time. The ascension is not about a chronology of events. It is about the reign of God and Jesus as Lord. We begin to understand the many references in the Gospels to Jesus preaching about the kingdom. Luke says he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God. Matthew says, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me." We often underplayed this aspect of Jesus' victory. By Jesus' death and resurrection, he called into being a new creation, freed from the slavery of sin. Jesus created a new humanity on that first Easter morning when he breathed on his disciple, as John tells us, just as God breathed on Adam in Genesis. Jesus begins a new creation through his death and his resurrection. Our old selves die when we are baptized into a new life in Christ. Baptism transforms us, and the Spirit wakes us up and enables us to allow Christ to live in us. We are empowered to do good and to reject evil. We were formerly slaves to sin, but now we are united in Christ. Jesus is with us. He mounts his throne with shouts of joy and is clothed in majesty. Today, we watch with the disciples. The angels tell us also to stop staring at the sky. Jesus wants us to stop dreaming about the possibilities of discipleship and to start the mission. We are his witnesses. We look forward, not backward. We are now the hands, the feet, and the heart of Jesus. While we might prefer to stand on the hill and gaze at the sky, we must get off the hill and act on what we have seen. Jesus will live in us. He will live through us, and he will be with us. My friends, as we approach the table of the Lord, may we accept the challenge to become what we have eaten. Our amen is our yes to being Christ to one another. At this table, Jesus' ascension allows him to live with us all the days of our lives. Amen.